Bob Lichty spent years as a high school and college coach. Now, he's a coach to coaches in our WWIB radio listening area through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Bob's road from active coaching to active ministry was no expressway. It was more of a meandering country pathway that got him to the most significant destination of his life. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. So glad you tuned in. This is Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for more info at WWIB.com. Bob Lichty of Northwest Wisconsin Fellowship of Christian Athletes is on with me today. So let's trace your connection to coaching at FCA back a bit here, Bob. Share your story and where you've coached before, will you?
Okay, well, I'm originally from Iowa. I got out of the Army in 1970 and ended up at UW-Eau Claire playing for Link Walker. I played there and then coached there a year, went down to my master's at Stout, coached a year there, then spent 4 years coaching at Wausau Newman, and then I was up at Mount Scenario College for 9 years, 5 years as an assistant and 4 years a head coach. And from there, I went to Bruce, Wisconsin, and taught there and coached there. And I also, at the same time, I had a chance coaching Ladysmith when my son Josh was in high school, and then back to Bruce. And then finally, in 2003, I ended up down at Menominee High School at Joe Labuda. I was there for 11 years before I retired. And the next fall, I was at UW-Stout again. And then I went with Todd Glazer for a year at Eau Claire and then spent 2 years with Mike Schmidt down at UW-La Crosse. And then finally, last fall, I came back to Menominee and wasn't coaching. So Mark Hulk said, well, it's time to get trained to go on staff with FCA.
All right. So tell me about that first meeting with then area FCA director Mark Hull. How did that happen?
Well, actually, Mark has been ministering to me for about 30 years. When I was at Bruce, probably 1988, he walked to my office, introduced himself, and said, I'm Mark Hull. I'd like to talk to you about FCA. And that began my journey with FCA. He discipled me for a couple of years, and then he got me to camp. And I've been in camp for 28 years, and the next thing I was doing the huddle, and then couples retreats, and then when we went to Menominee, I had started a huddle back up there, and then actually did coaches' huddles, and then did a lot of Mark stuff with 3D coaching. So over the course of the 30 years, Mark was just preparing me for what ultimately led to me going on staff with FCA.
So all this time, God was kind of working the long play in your life, right?
Yes, and I think that's really been an emphasis now in the last whole year or so with FCA. Mark has been doing it for a long time, and that is, the new emphasis is to the coach and through the coach. For a long time it was, well, we got to get, got to get to the kids. Well, the best way to get to the kids is through their coaches. And so that's, where now my ministry is working directly with coaches, both individually, discipling, and then in coaching groups.
So how did coming to that personal point of knowing Jesus, inviting him into your heart and life, make a different man out of you, make a different coach out of you, Bob?
Well, it was, I was born, raised Catholic, and we, went to actually attended Catholic schools for 12 years. And, I was going through life and coaching and, pretty much felt I was doing the right things. We were going to church on Sunday and I taught CCD and I made sure my kids did the right things. And the farther I got involved with FCA and working with it, it finally clicked with me that I was, God created me with a plan. And when he created me, he created me to coach. And so when he created me to coach, there was a way he wanted me to coach. And probably that really came to light working at FCA camp with one of the first mentors I really had there was John Stiglmeyer from South Dakota State. And as I watched John, who is a highly successful coach, just the way he treated kids and the way he treated us, and it was that model that I'd always been looking for. And so as I met John and through FCA other coaches and saw, you know, how they were doing it, it just really, you know, clicked for me, and I really found a sense of purpose, and I really found a way that I could really work with kids to make them more than just players, but to make them the people that God created them to be.
Yes, there are few people, Bob, who have more influence, good or bad, in the life of a young person than a coach, right?
Right. You know, the one thing Mark and I disagree on is Mark always says the two strongest, you know, words are coach says, and mine is coach does.
Yeah.
Is that we can all give a great speech, and I'll never forget one of my wake-up calls, and I didn't wake up for about 5 years, is when I was at Mount Scenario as a head coach, and one of my former players was now coaching for me. You know, he said to me one day, he says, "Coach, you give a great speech about faith, family, school, and football." He says, "I'm pretty sure God's number one, but I know what's a close second." And it wasn't family. And, you know, at that time, I didn't see it. But through FCA and through my growth, I did. And now for me, it's not about, first of all, God is a part of everything I do. I don't put him number one and then check him off. God's a part of my family. He's a part of my coaching. He's a part of everything I do in life. And, you know, I've learned that, you know, my family is, you know, coaching will be here and be gone. With coaching, there aren't many coaches who walk away from coaching on their own. We either get fired or, you know, or even athletes, you grow out of it. You know, like I always tell people, I've been hired, fired, retired, hired, and fired. It's just a cycle. So, you know, don't hang on to that. Hang on to the relationships you build, and remember that your family is always going to be there.
Yep. Bob Lichty of Northwest Wisconsin FCA, and more to talk about, Bob. So let's visit again next time. And the subject is going to be sports in our area, in our country, how it's broken, and what FCA and 3D coaching is doing to repair the brokenness of sports today. So thanks for coming by on S&C. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right, thank you.